Bear Podcast 340. You're not throwing up, are you?
No, not today.
Not today. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and this is episode 340.
340. That's a nice number right there, 340. One nice round number. And it's Tuesday night. There's no Glee, and we're just geeking out. Well, not really geeking out. We're not doing anything. We're not watching the TV right now, except for DVR stuff. So, Ray, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm not so well. I got sick the other night, and it's just kicked my butt. I'm just trying to recover.
Really?
Yeah, I think I got a hold of some bad chaser this weekend or something.
Oh, I thought you had bad cock. I mean, bad chicken. No, bad chicken salad, no.
No, they were 23. They were older than chicken.
Oh, okay.
They're a little bit out of chicken egg range.
Wow. So how do you feel? You're not like exorcist sick, right? Like you're
No, that was last night when I got home. Okay. Here's the deal. Last night Rafa and I went to go grab dinner, and then we were going to run over to Academy to look at tennis shoes and some shorts, see what they had on sale. Mm-hmm. So we went to Black Eyed Pea and ate, and everything's fine. I don't think it was the blue food at Black Eyed Pea. I think it was something else, but I ate, and by the time I got over to Academy, which was right across the street, I just didn't feel, I was feeling kind of woozy, and I was like, the food's, I just ate too much. So we went in there and tried on shorts and tennis shoes and got all that, and by the time we get left out of there, which was about an hour later, I was just like, oh god, I'm so nauseous, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So by the time we got back to my apartment, I was just like, oh please, I don't even feel like walking up the steps, much less going and walking the dog. Mm-hmm. So did all that and finally got in here, and Rafa went home, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be sick. Let's just go ahead and get it over with. So I was sitting there trying to think myself into getting sick and start throwing up just because I was tired of being nauseous.
What?
I knew it was going to happen, yeah.
You were psyching yourself to throw up? Oh,
yeah,
that's
because,
gross.
You know, I think at that point, I know my body and I know how it does. And at that point, it was just like one of those things. It's like the only thing that's going to make me feel better is to throw up. So I sat there, and about 30 minutes later, I started throwing up.
You should have done it like the Olsen twins, or this.
I don't have that much of a gag reflex.
Note, guys, note, listeners. Ray doesn't have gag reflex.
Finally got done with that. Mm-hmm. And after that, I was just wasted. So I got in the shower, rinsed off, cleaned up so I'd feel better. Got in bed, and that was it. Until about 4 o'clock this morning, I woke up having crazy dreams. Nice. I was dreaming that my parents had got back together, and my dad had built a house out in the woods, and it was just weird.
That is weird.
So I got up this morning, and I was like, still feeling kind of woozy. I mean, I wasn't like nauseous. I was just kind of leery of eating anything. So I had some coffee and my breakfast bars, and they said okay. So went to work and just kind of been off kilter all day. So
mm-hmm. Poor bear.
So I ate some soup for lunch, and I've been okay since then. I think it was just something that didn't agree, or my body just was like, I'm going to be sick and get you back, or like I said, it was a piece of bad chaser ass I had this weekend.
Well, I hope you keep it down, you know, keep your whatever you ate down while we have a guest tonight. So, well, actually, last weekend was really fun for me. I went to Chicago. I was there for 2 days.
For your class reunion.
It's a class reunion. Oh my god. I got to see all my friends from Manila. And I haven't seen for probably 21 years. And we saw each other and we played basketball Saturday. Now I'm really paying for it, but my body's not used to playing basketball, so. It was fun. There was a lot of drinking, although I didn't drink too much. The guys were coming from different cities, some from San Diego, some from Toronto, some from Vancouver, some from Seattle, and most of them are in Chicago. It was really fun because there were about 20 of us who went there, and it was fun. It was great to connect again and laugh and tell old stories about high school. Yeah, it's really fun. And talking about our teachers who we made fun of, and well, not really, with people who we laughed at back then, and the crazy things that we used to do, and we always we had a good laugh. It's really good. Have you been to your high school reunion yet,
Brandon? No, it came and gone, and I was like, eh. The only couple people I like that stay in contact with, the rest I care less about.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So did you come out while you were there?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. There were these two friends of mine who were there who was asking why I'm not married. And they told their story about their how they met their wives and how they met their spouses and them. And then later on, yeah, so what's your story? Okay, and then I told them, I'm gay. I really came out to them. I told them that I'm gay. And they were cool with it. They were really cool with it. And it feels really empowering to come out. For some people, it's not a big deal anymore. Maybe because they're not, they've been out for so long, it doesn't matter anymore. But, you know, in the Philippine culture, it's different. It's, for me, personally, coming out is still a big deal. And so, you know, I talk to the people who, you know, I haven't seen these people for many, many years. And here I am coming out to them. So,
did you find any other gays there?
Good question. There was another one who's not married. You know, if you're in your 30s, in your mid or late 30s, and you're not married, chances are you're gay.
You're
right?
The gay or you're a mama's boy.
Mama's boy, really? Mama's boys don't.
Yeah, you stand at home, take care of mama.
Oh, really? That happens. But yeah. Still, they're straight. Okay. Yeah, but so I have a strong vibe that this friend of mine is from Michigan. He's got to be gay. I think he's gay because, well, he didn't talk much about his personal life, not too much. It kind of reflects me. I don't share my I don't share all my stories to everyone, especially to my straight friends. Well, it's just me. I'm just not used to it. And coming out to some people, to some of my straight friends, is really liberating. It's really good. And yeah, that's just me. I know people out there who are listening, probably they're really out since they're probably in their teens and they don't really care anymore. They're not affected. But to me, it's really different. Yeah, so that's the weekend for me. It's really an enlightening weekend. And the next time I'll probably see them will be 2014. That's going to be our 25th anniversary in high school. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, so high school. So you yourself have not, don't you plan any high school reunions for yourself?
No. Right?
No, not interested at all? No.
High school, it was okay. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, I had a good time going to high school, but it's not something I want to go back and relive. And most of the people that I grew up with, I really don't care about seeing again. So,
I see.
Like I said, the couple that I liked and stayed in touch with, I'm still in touch with. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, think about it. Sometimes it's really fun to catch up. Oh, that's me. Just me. Anyway, so tonight. Well, in this episode, we have a special guest. His name is Matt. He's Matt from St. Louis, and he's going to talk about hibernation. I met him a couple of years ago, so we're going to give him a call. Here we go. Actually, you're on the air now.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome, yes. So everyone out there listening, this is Matt from St. Louis. He's the chairman of Hibernation. So welcome to the show, Matt. And
well,
good
thank
you.
I'm not actually the chairman.
You're not the chairman?
On the committee for. No. Robert Zielinski is the chairman again this year. He was also chairman last year for 15 All Stars.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing the chairman because you're the one sending out the emails.
No, I am. I mean, I've been doing a lot this year. I wasn't on committee last year, but I worked under Robert a lot. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So
oh,
I'm
really.
I've been really stepping up, and I'm, like I said earlier, I've been reelected for next year as well. So
I see.
Got my hands full with two hibernations now.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're getting yourself busy. So, how have you been? I haven't seen you since TBRU. TBRU, was it?
TBRU.
You were in TBRU, right?
I think TBRU was the last time I saw you. I don't know. It may have been Bear Pride. I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably.
I think it was TBRU. I've been good. Like I said, busy. Putting a run together is a lot of work while you're trying to buy a house and trying to do all sorts of things. So.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And how is St. Louis lately? How's the weather there?
It's a little chilly now. It's been pretty warm during the day and a little chilly at night. You know, nice hoodie and jacket weather, so no real complaints. It's nice to go out and turn the fire, or not turn the fire pit on, but put a few logs in the fire pit and hang out. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
Well, that's good. So, Ray. Oh, okay, hold on. Oh, so
no problem.
Ray. Oh, Ray. Yes. Oh, not Ray. So, Matt, tell us about Hibernation.
Well, Hibernation, for anybody that doesn't know about it, is the Show Me Bears of St. Louis, our annual run. It's November 11th through 14th this year. It's always the second weekend of November. We usually have around 300, sometimes quite a bit more, but around 300 guys from all over the world. We got a couple guys from across the pond this year, and it's a big run that we spend a lot of our time at the host hotel and our host bar, which is JJ's Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Huge space, huge bar.
Love
I think
place.
It's actually one of the things that sets us apart from a lot of other runs. There's so many runs split the guys up among so many bars and venues, and we actually have the luxury of a huge home bar that can accommodate everybody plus a whole bunch of locals. So you don't have to think to yourself, am I going to go to this bar or this bar tonight, and you know, what am I going to miss, who am I going to miss? But we also love our after-hours parties. Our after-hours parties are pretty popular.
Yeah,
we have the return of our I think I'm supposed to call them quiet rooms.
The quiet room. I've been there. It is fun. Right?
What? Maynard was in the quiet room?
I was in the quiet room.
Were you being bad, Maynard? Is that why you got put
in the quiet room? No. I was the one. I went in, and when people, you know, were hanging out there, my phone rang, and it sang, you know, Maya Hee, Maya Hoo. That was my...
Nice.
That was my...
Very nice.
My ringtone, so I had to step on people. I think people were, you know, busy having fun, and then they started laughing at my ringtone, so I had to step outside. I was kind of embarrassed. But yeah, the quiet room is such it's a very memorable place. It's very nice that you have a venue like that. Mm-hmm. Did you just start it last year?
The host hotel, the Crown Plaza, is they're so nice and so good to us. They go out of our way to make sure we have everything we need, and they give us our space and our privacy. And I can't say enough good things about the Crown Plaza. They're fantastic people that love working with us, and we love working with them. Were you there last year? Did you get to go to our other quiet room sponsored by Wet Lube?
There's more? Oh my God! I only went to one. So there's more than one.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's a second one, and. And last year we had little family-sized swimming pools with wrestling lube in them, mm-hmm. and you can use your imagination as to what transpired in such a space. Mm-hmm.
So there's another that is that the wet wrestling room? Is that what you're talking about? There's another.
We don't call it that, but sure.
Oh, okay.
We have to be a little selective as to how we advertise certain spaces, but okay. let's just say both of our quiet rooms are awfully fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's
and access to those rooms is included with your run registration.
Okay.
So for all, I don't know if it's three or four nights, I'd have to look at it. But
mm-hmm.
All the nights of the run, four nights.
Our
cell phones on silent. Honestly, I don't know where you're going to keep your cell phone because you won't have any phones on.
That's right.
He has a nice secure place that he can insert it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, of course. I've seen that shirt before.
Yeah. So where's the host hotel, by the way?
The host hotel is the Crown Plaza in downtown St. Louis. It's over on, I'm going to get this wrong. I don't remember what the name of the street is. It's in downtown St. Louis. Actually, you can see the gateway. Market and the number street, 4th or 12th or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
4th sounds good.
So it's the Crown Plaza.
But you can see the arch from the hotel. Mm-hmm. It's right there, just a block or two from the river. And there is busing provided with your run registration from the host hotel to JJ's, as well as the other bars that are on the bar crawl. Mm-hmm. And we also bus on Saturday to the to Club St. Louis, which is another really popular event on this run.
Club St. Louis, nice. I didn't get to go there last year. I arrived on Friday.
It's an interesting place. Mm-hmm. As far as bathhouses go, it's one of the larger, cleaner bathhouses I've ever seen.
Cleaner? One of the cleaner ones?
Well, you know,
some
bathhouses are a bit on the sketchy side.
Yeah.
Club St. Louis is actually really, really nice. And on Saturdays and Sundays, they usually, don't hold me to this, but I'm pretty sure they do like a buffet outside. Mm-hmm. And we usually get some sort of hibernation special pricing for either lockers or day passes. We haven't actually worked that out yet this year, but we get some sort of special every year. So I'm mm-hmm. sure something is in the works now for that.
I remember last year you had a, not a bingo night, but what is it? A casino. Casino.
We had a casino day last year. Casino day is unfortunately not returning this year.
Oh, it's not?
Okay. We had a little trouble with sponsorship for that, but we've got a lot of other good things in store for Saturday. A lot of things we'll be announcing in the next couple of weeks in our blast emails and on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Hibernation.
Hibernation. Okay, we'll put the link on the website for that. Also,
awesome.
Yeah. Also, what are the dates? By the way, people might not know.
November 11th through the 14th, Thursday night. Used to be a big local party where all the locals would come out and get registered before the crowds came in, but the night's gotten so popular that people start coming in town on Thursday night, and we have a huge crowd on Thursday nights for pre-registration. Then there's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's technically the final day of the run, with the closing event being Furball on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
which Furball is the big... Furball is the big dance, the farewell dance on Sunday night. This year it's going to be black lights, and it's $25 to drink all the domestic beer and rail liquor you want from, I think it's 7 to 11
mm-hmm.
that night. They wristband you and have a good time.
That's good. Okay, how the theme this year... It's a mutiny on the Mississippi. So you all are going to be in pirate costumes, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be a fair number of people in costume. A lot of us, like committee-wise, will be in costume for several events. The bar, JJ's, has been decorated by some really fantastic guys. I can't wait for everyone to see what we're doing in there. It's going to look amazing. And we're also, we have, JJ's is opening up a new space for Hibernation. It's a giant, giant warehouse-type space connected to the same bar.
Mm-hmm.
So the overflow this year is going to be nicer than when, in previous years, a lot of people might remember that they had a tent outside with some heaters. And it was nice, but this year you won't have to stand in a tent because they're expanding into some more space that's in their building.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a nice treat.
Okay, so actually, last year I have a couple of friends who are going, it's going to be a casino for them also during the off days. You guys have any casino trips during the day, or you're not going to do that, or what?
Any what trips during the day? I'm sorry.
Casino, because
casino trips. We don't have any buses scheduled to go to the casinos, but okay. Anyone that's been in that part of town. We'll know that the casinos are not far at all from the hotel. Some of them are in walking distance from the hotel.
Yeah, people are just
walking. So anyone looking to visit like River City or anything like that. They're not too far from the host hotel.
Mm-hmm. How about the charities? Charities who are benefiting from this event?
The charities this year, we have three charities. Last year, we raised and donated over $15,000. Mm. To our three charities. This year, our three charities are Bethany Place, Growing American Youth, and Project ARC. Project ARC, we do a lot of work with all during the year. We've worked with them for a long time. Bethany Place, too, has been a reoccurring charity. Growing American Youth is a new charity for us, but they're great. They've been eager to work with us from the beginning. They're helping us out a little bit with the actual runs. With some volunteer hours and those sorts of things. So they're a great new addition to our charity groups.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear. You guys are busy with charities. So,
We love working with our charities.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so how can people check out the information and probably register?
Well, registration is at registration.hibernation.org. You go in, you create an account, and you can select your run, extra shirts. I'd like to remind everybody that our shirts this year are exclusive Killer Bob designs. And you get one included with your run registration. But yeah, registration.hibernation.org if you want to register. For information about this year's hibernation, you can go to hibernation.org, or you can also check out our Facebook page, which I said earlier was Facebook.com/HibernNation.
Awesome.
And there's a lot of information going out, and as we get a lot closer to the event, we're trying to send out reminders and notices and new additions and anything we can do to let you guys know how much fun this weekend is actually going to be for everybody. It's a big event. I love this run. I was going to this run before I got involved with running it, so to speak. But, yeah, it's a blast. A lot of great guys from all over, and you know, tons of stuff to do, and in a great city.
Yes, that's good. So everybody out there listening, check out hibernation.org for more information on the event, Hibernation, Mutiny on the Mississippi.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
So, Matt, let's get personal with you a little bit. How's that?
No.
Oh, no.
All right.
And let's talk about this whole thing about what you said earlier about working under someone.
Working under someone?
Well, I'm only 5'5", so I'm technically always working under everybody.
Uh-huh. That's right. Okay. So, are you originally from St. Louis? Are you a born?
No, not at all. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. Actually, born and raised. My partner and I moved here a week ago, August. Or I'm sorry, a year ago, August. I don't know what's wrong with me. A year ago, August. But before that, we'd been visiting for about a year, once a month, really, of coming up here to do stuff with the Show Me Bears and some friends that I'd made up in the area.
I've always seen you in St. Louis and hanging out with the St. Louis guys, and all along I thought you were from St. Louis, so I didn't know you've been...
No, a lot of people thought that, especially because Woofer, who's kind of his own, a celebrity in his own right online, we'd come and visit him and his partner, Matt, and with Woofer's pictures being all over the internet, my pictures were getting around just from hanging out with him, and everyone assumed that we were up here living, and a lot of people thought we were living with Matt and Woofer because we were just here so much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we ended up, we made so many friends up in the area and ended up liking the area so much that, like I said, a year ago, August, we moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally bought a house a couple months ago.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You guys are there and you're settled in, I guess, and you're now doing Hibernation. I guess you're going to do Hibernation a couple of years now, huh?
Well, I had started doing work with the Show Me Bears before we ever even moved here.
Oh, wow.
And it just seemed like a logical next step once I was here and putting roots down to start helping with the biggest things that the Show Me Bears do every year.
Yeah.
So I've been doing this past year, and I'm working on next year's already.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do for relaxation? I've seen your pictures when you're in a boat or something, or you're in a yacht, or I've seen...
those are my Key West pictures. We were going to Key West about once a year for a little while there, and those pictures from the boat seem to be awfully popular online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But for relaxation, we travel quite a bit, but we also, we're sci-fi nuts. We watch a lot of sci-fi TV.
Oh, my God, Ray is into sci-fi.
Are you now? What kind of sci-fi are you into?
Everything.
Almost everything, too.
I got Stargate Universe recording now. What else comes on after that? I'm trying to think what comes on after that. It just started back.
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. No Ordinary Family. How's that?
No Ordinary Family.
Michael Shkreli's awfully cute in that. I'm waiting for the writing to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll happen now. I'm a pretty big sci-fi nut. My friend from high school and college that lives with us, he and I are actually writing a web series right now that's a sci-fi, an epic of sorts.
Oh, really?
So I'm hoping to have that. Yeah, we're looking to do a web series, kind of like The Guild or Red versus Blue, that sort of style, I suppose. Short episodes posted on a bimonthly basis.
Oh, okay.
And we've been writing it for a couple months now, and we're looking to start pre-production this summer and hopefully start filming and putting episodes up in the fall.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's cool. You have to give us information in that one. Is there a website?
Oh, definitely. Not yet. We're still writing. So until I get more together and once we get through pre-production and casting, I'll probably start putting a website up to get some buzz generating. But that's kind of my project right now. My pet project. Besides, obviously, pulling off Double Hibernation.
Yeah. Well, tell us about it later, and we'll have you in the show again. How's that to talk about your project?
That'd be awesome. That'd be absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, we'll wrap it up. And thank you so much, Matt, for joining us. It's great to get to know you a little bit more. For our listeners to know
you more.
No
problem, guys. I really appreciate you asking me to do this. Anytime you want me on, I don't mind. It's good talking to you.
Yeah. So everybody out there, check out hibernation.org for Mutiny on the Mississippi if you guys want to go to St. Louis for the Show Me Bears bear run. So, good luck, Matt, on your bear event. Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys. And we'll look forward to seeing you guys in November. We'll have a good time. Promise it.
That was a great interview with Matt. It's great talking to him again. He's from St. Louis, and you guys heard. Yeah, he told his story. But it's good to to chat with Matt. He's a very cute bear himself, and but he's partnered. So back off, guys. Back off, listeners who are into bears who are after Matt.
But if he goes in the quiet room, he's all yours.
If it's in the quiet room, yes.
And no cell phones in the quiet room.
Yes, I learned the hard way. I'm telling you, I learned the hard way.
Well, if you hadn't had the cell phone on, you'd have found some hard ways.
But then it's a good conversation piece.
Uh-huh.
Never talk about it. So yeah, they have two rooms there. I'm reading the website. It says there a captain's room and the wet wrestling room. So that's in their website. So. I'll leave that to your imagination, listener. So, okay. So, there's one thing that you haven't talked about, Ray. It's about Renaissance Festival.
Renaissance Festival was nice Saturday. It was beautiful weather. Went up there, bunch of hot guys walking around. Mm-hmm. So,
what was the theme?
The theme this week was fairies or something.
Oh, fairies, appropriate. How appropriate. You guys are fairies, so you guys went there, right?
Rafa got ears. I got a video of it. I got to figure out how to send it to you. Maybe you can post it if you can let me. But got a videoed him getting his little elf ears put on, and he was bitching about, where'd you get? Everybody's got these elf ears. I want these elf ears. I want some elf ears. And I was like, oh, my God. And finally, towards the end of the day, I stopped somebody to ask them where they got them. Oh, it's this booth over here. So we went down there. He paid his $20 and got his little elf ears.
Oh, okay.
And he wore them the rest of the night, and he was just as happy as he could be about it.
Would it be funny if we were having sex and he was wearing those elf ears?
Well, I told him, I said, you know, you got to put on a Star Trek uniform here and wear those for me, and we're going to go all Vulcan.
Yeah, don't waste it. Which reminds me, have you heard about that? I heard about it a couple of years ago, that there are people wearing Star Trek uniforms going to Renaissance festivals because they want to pretend that the whole Renaissance is a holodeck sequence.
Well, they got the stormtroopers there all the time. The stormtroopers are standing out front yesterday, Saturday when we went up there.
What has that got to do with Renaissance?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, for one thing...
It's all about fantasy and fun, I guess.
For one thing, it is a long, long time ago. Fine, but...
Yeah.
But still, you saw stormtroopers at the Renaissance Festival. That's
there are always stormtroopers at the Renaissance Festival every year.
I don't see it. Maybe I. What are they supposed to be?
They dress up as stormtroopers, and there's always a group of them there. Every time I've ever been, there's always stormtroopers walking around.
Do you still get to go in for free at Renaissance Festival if you're in a uniform?
Nope, not anymore.
You have to pay. But yeah, Star Trek uniforms would have been more geeky, but. And probably almost in the theme. It's kind of weird, but stormtroopers? I don't get it. Okay, so there's no Glee tonight, so we're able to podcast on a Tuesday night, really. Yeah.
But there are other shows that are recording, so.
Yeah, right now it's trending right now. Actually, there's supposed to be Glee next week, right?
For the Rocky Horror Picture Glee.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'd be exciting. Any plans for this week, Ray?
Nope.
Nope, not at all. Bowling, probably Friday? Or?
Nope.
Oh, which reminds me, October 20th. Actually, I'll put the some pictures on the website. I got my Girlwear shirt. I got my purple shirt, which is it's from girlwear.com. It says here, Bears Against Bullies.
Oh, that's cool.
And at the back it says, It Gets Better. And I'll put the use the album art for that.
And everybody's wearing purple shirts on Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Do you have a purple shirt to wear?
Oh, no, I got to go look. I just thought about, do I even have a purple shirt?
I went to Kohl's store here in Houston, and I looked for a purple shirt. There are some, but they're too small for me. So I looked at my closet, and I saw one. So I'm going to wear one tomorrow. Yeah, and... what is it for? It is in remembrance. The purple shirts on October 20th will be for remembering the suicide victims of gay bullying in schools. So that's why we are wearing purple shirts on October 20th. And yeah, I got some comments today about purple shirts that they wish they had one. They didn't know. Some of them didn't know that today. That October 20th is the day for that. So, yeah, I'll be wearing a purple shirt this tomorrow. And by the time this comes out, I don't know if it's gonna be in time. If I can put this all together. But yeah, shout out to some people who are planning to wear purple shirts. Siu, I can't pronounce his full name, but S-I-E-W. His first name is Siu. Siu, my friend James in Conroe, Randy from Minneapolis, Tony from Houston, and Carlos from Houston. A couple of friends here in Houston, and Wayne. Look at Wayne. Wayne says he wishes he could wear a purple shirt, but it doesn't work with the required uniform. So it doesn't... What does that mean, Ray?
He needs to go find some purple scrubs.
He needs purple scrubs. Okay. Well, he can wear it underneath, right?
Yeah,
so shout out to Mike from Virginia. And who else? Yeah, they're the ones who was going to be wearing... Danny and Joe. Yeah, so shout out to Danny and Joe. So you guys are... going to wear purple shorts on Wednesday, October 20th. Okay, so let's wrap this up, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
We still got a...
That's right. We have Wolf with a... Wolf with a cub. Okay, go ahead.
Since Matt was our bear, Scruff Wolf What a Bear is Muscle Cub. Nam is a 32-year-old Chinese Vietnamese muscle cub in West Hollywood, California. He stands 5 foot five and weighs 150 pounds of pure muscle. He's a software engineer and is looking for masculine husky bears for friends. He likes hiking, backpacking, fishing, outdoor activities, weightlifting, video games, wine tasting, exploring new places and foods. You can contact him on Scruff as Muscle Cub or on Big Muscle Bear as Cool Cub. And if I have my way, he will be my future wife.
Future man bitch. So okay, we'll put the links on the website, and thank you for
I sent you his picture.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And okay, so that's pretty much it. And of course, go to hibernation.org. Let's support our bear clubs. And there are friends in St. Louis. They're the Show Me Bears, and they're having hibernation November 11th to November 14th in St. Louis, Missouri. So that's hibernation, hibernation.org. Go to the website. We'll put the links on the website. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call, email us. Email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on the on our landline, which is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yep. And subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Oh, one more shout out. Veloso. I keep forgetting. Veloso from Scruff. I got a message from him. He said he really likes the show. So shout out Veloso. I don't know. He's from Houston. I don't know what city he's from. But yeah, that's it. So subscribe via iTunes and leave a comment. Leave a review there on iTunes. The links are on the website. And also, if you want to comment, you can go to bearpodcast.com, which is the official website. You can also leave your comments there. Okay, Ray, so I hope you feel better, Ray.
Well, thank you. I hope I get better.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Oh,